first visas to married same-sex Israeli couples. So now we're complicit. A nation professing to be under God, America, Gentile nation, and then Israel professing to be the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, both missing the word of truth, both arrogating themselves over the word of truth, they're already prepared to miss the Messiah. How about you? Don't answer the question too quickly, because it doesn't have just to do with the homosexual issue. It has to do with truth and loving the truth and loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Greater Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to tell you that most of what you're going to get from the controlled media is simply not true. You're told that things are getting better. My goodness, look at all the wonderful jobs they created during the first 6 months of this last year. Wasn't that a great improvement? But what they don't tell you is the vast majority of the jobs were part-time jobs, not full-time jobs. And basically, what people aren't telling you is the economy really isn't getting better. Oh, yes, some of our corporations are making money, but an awful lot of them are losing money. And basically, if you look at see what's happening to China, why their economy is contracting, you look and see what's happening in Europe, well, they tell you, gee, Germany is doing pretty well. They don't tell you that France, Italy, Spain, Greece, Portugal, Cyprus, all of these countries are doing terribly, and certainly they are having real problems. You've got 27% unemployment in Greece. Among the young people, you've got 60% unemployment. They've cut back dramatically, certainly unemployment there. And there's tremendous poverty in all of these countries, but we're not talking about that sort of thing. And then they tell us things are getting better here in the United States, but they're really not getting better. They tell us that the unemployment rate is dropping, but they don't tell you you're using the U2 unemployment rate. If you use the U6 unemployment rate, well, the unemployment rate is about well over 14%. And if you calculated it like they did 20 years ago, it's up over 22%. They're simply not telling us the truth. The U6 unemployment is the unemployed, the underemployed, and those who have just given up looking for work, who they don't even count. So many people have simply given up looking for work. Well, with us this evening is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver, and we're going to be talking about the economy and lots of other things. And if you have a question for us or a comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you give us your appraisal of what's really going on economically? Because I don't think we're getting the truth at all from the controlled media.
Well, I agree with you. I do not believe we're getting the truth from the media. I mean, there is a campaign to make everyone believe that our economy is getting stronger, that things are going along, that they'll be able to cut back on quantitative easing. They're not only trying to convince the people here in the U.S., but also in various places around the world. You've had, the IMF coming out complimenting Greece, saying that they're doing a great job. They're making exceptional progress in trying to stabilize their finances, but they still are coming short by billions of dollars in this next coming year. You have France going around trying to convince the public that there's a a turnaround in their economy, but yet their unemployment continues to rise significantly. The young people cannot find jobs. They still have big problems in Europe. The IMF came out congratulating Japan, saying that they're doing wonderful, that their economy is becoming to turn around. But yet the only way Japan's debt has been able to turn around is by putting trillions of dollars in yen into their a stimulus, very much like the U.S. If everything was going along just fine, we wouldn't need the billions and billions of dollars as a stimulus going into the economy. It's just basically for us to be able to pay the interest on our debt. So I do not believe things are turning around. Yes, you have the stock markets up at the higher levels. They're hitting records, but I don't think that's what makes it an economy.
Well, I think they're just manipulating this. All of these things have been manipulated, ladies and gentlemen. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom of Guest Discount Gold and Silver. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
While the storm clouds gather,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. We're simply talking about what's going on here in the United States. And basically, of course, what the Federal Reserve is doing is pouring $85 billion a month into the economy. Where does the money come from? Well, they simply create the money. They create the money, and as a result, they expand our monetary supply. And when they do, of course, they lower the value of anybody who's holding dollars. If you hold your money in a pension fund, if you have your money in a hedge fund, if your money is in bonds, if your money certainly is deposited in the bank, it's an annuity, any of these things is going to progressively lose value as they increase the monetary supply. And the people certainly who do not know what's going on, and this is the vast majority of the people in our country, most of them are going to end up being destitute when this whole house of cards comes down. This has been tried hundreds of times down through the centuries. This is why our founding fathers created in America a republic, not a democracy, because in a democracy, why, the people will always vote for the person who gives them the most, the person who will keep the taxes low and then give them lots of benefits, and that's what they're doing here in America. We have wonderful benefits in the way of health care, Medicare, Medicaid. There are over 100 million people in America who are receiving both either Medicare or Medicaid. Isn't that wonderful? And we have certainly all these people on Social Security disability, and on Social Security, we're talking about something like pretty close to 55 million people, somebody in that range. And so many people, well, everybody, about half of our population, getting something from the government. The only trouble is the government doesn't have any money. Well, they have to get it from taxation. Well, they could raise the taxes, but the politicians are afraid to do that for fear the people will be angry. Then they could cut spending, but the politicians are afraid to do that because everybody wants something for nothing. And eventually what happens is, and it's happened dozens of times down through history when other countries have done similar things, the whole thing collapses financially. Do you foresee something like that happening in America, Melody, down the line?
Absolutely. It can't go in any other direction. They can only tax the people so much. I mean, there's only so many dollars out there to tax. So that they, I believe this is their big push on to legalizing the and passing the immigration bill. They need those people. They need those people. They'll be buying homes. So you're going to see some sort of distortion in the economy. It's going to look like the economy is doing better, but it really isn't. And this is what they're used to doing. They're used to changing the look, the illusion. They're great at creating an illusion. You know, Detroit really is a tragedy. And there's a lot of state and local governments that have just too much debt, just like Detroit. And they're going to have problems with their promises that they made to the people who have the public pension. And I do believe that we're going to see a lot of folks lose through their pensions, and very few states have enough funds. Most of them, a lot of them, are underfunded. And it's very difficult because they just don't see the economy and the improvement that they need in order to increase the funding to these pensions. So everyone is going to get hit. That's just one area. So I do believe there's a lot of other municipalities that are in trouble. They just have too much debt, and it can't be paid, just like our government. We have too much debt that won't be paid, and it really is as simple as that.
It really is. Basically, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Well, the thing is, certainly, that an individual can't keep spending money that they don't have, simply borrowing money and borrowing money and borrowing money so that they can meet all of their bills when they simply don't have the income. Well, certainly the same thing happens with nations, and that's what our government is doing. We're living on borrowed money, and we're borrowing more money. And, of course, in the past, why, other countries have lent to us, but many of the countries now are cutting back on their loans to the United States. And so the largest purchaser of American Treasury bills is our own Federal Reserve System. Why? Well, because the government treasury has to have money to send out their Social Security checks and their Medicare checks and pay for our military and pay for all the other government programs. And since the treasury doesn't have any money, they've got to borrow it. I mean, the only place they can get money is by printing money or by borrowing money. Of course, they could cut spending, but they're not going to do that. They could increase taxes. They're not going to do that. So they simply got to borrow the money. And this is what the Federal Reserve is simply borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. And we're borrowing at the present time in the neighborhood of about $1 trillion a year. Now, they tell us things are going to be better this year. It's only going to be about $600 billion. Well, we're already, they're really not being objective at all. It's going to be well over $800 billion deficit this year. But next year, it's going to be well over $1 trillion again. Why is it less this year? Well, very simply because the taxes were going up. And a lot of people decided to pay their taxes last year so they wouldn't have to pay that higher tax rates this year. And that's one reason, of course, why, of course, more money has come in. A lot of people prepaid their taxes because they don't want to be trapped next year in the year 2014 with fabulous amounts of money that they'll owe because of the increase in taxes. So our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But unfortunately, when you have a fiat money system with nothing behind the money, eventually it collapses. Every fiat money system throughout history has eventually collapsed. Ours is going to collapse. The people who are running things are really very smart people. They know what they're doing. They have some sort of a timetable. They're trying to keep this thing going for the time being by simply creating $85 billion a month and pouring this into buying treasury bills and buying home mortgages, bonds. But basically, down the line, they know it's going to have to stop. Otherwise, of course, the whole monetary system will collapse. It will go into a rampant hyperinflation. We probably will under any circumstances, at least for a time, until they really begin to cut back. And then, of course, we'll go into a depression. But, of course, as far as the stability of the American dollar, we've got so much money out there all throughout the world. And when other countries lose confidence in the American dollar as the reserve currency of the world, where this whole idea of the petrodollar begins to collapse. And of course, the petrodollar means basically that people throughout the world cannot buy gasoline or oil or petrol products without using dollars. But now China and India and Brazil and Russia are beginning, of course, to work on their own so that they can exchange certainly gold among themselves, pardon me, oil among themselves, whether they use the Chinese currency, which is backed by gold, or certainly gold itself. Under any circumstances, once the American dollar loses its reserve status, and it's not a matter of if, but when, why, that's when the whole house of cards comes tumbling down. What do you think about that, Melody? And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment for Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. Go ahead, Melody.
You know, we talked today about, you mentioned the petrodollar, and there was an article that came out where China is going to surpass the U.S. in oil imports. So you're going to see the shift in supply and demand, and that really could transform the geopolitics. And again, as far as the U.S. dollar being the reserve currency, because we have, you know, if China becomes, the number one in oil demand, what's going to happen to Saudi Arabia? I mean, they have relied on the U.S.'s support and protection for the past 40 years. And again, that's how we were able to create the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency, because you could only buy oil in U.S. dollars. So you have China now becoming the number one purchaser of oil. So there's a lot of questions on how this will all change and what damage can it do to the U.S. reserve currency. You know, I don't know how China is actually purchasing the oil, if they're using their currency, if they're using U.S. dollars to unload some of the dollars that they're holding. And or is the Saudi Arabia insisting they use U.S. dollars? So I believe it's an interesting change in the geopolitics when it comes to oil. But I would think if this is the case and China is becoming the number one purchaser of oil, it certainly would have an impact on the U.S. dollar being the reserve currency.
Well, that certainly does. And the other big threat that we face right now, it will be the interest rates. Now, the government is artificially keeping the interest rates low. And they've kept the bond rate, the rate on the 10-year bond. It's running about 1.5% until about a year ago. And then gradually it went up to 2.5%. And we're paying right now well over $400 billion a year in interest for 420 billion dollars a year in interest. But what happens certainly when the interest rate on the almost $17 trillion debt that we have, what happens when the interest rates goes to 5 or 6 or 7 or 8%? I can remember, of course, when it went up to 14%. Basically there, actually went up almost to 20% under Paul Volcker in 1980. But what would happen if it simply went to 4.5% or 5%? We'd be paying out $1 trillion simply in interest, and certainly then we wouldn't have anywhere near as much either for Social Security or for Medicare or for our military. They're already cutting back on the military. They know what's going on. But basically, it's pretty hard to cut back on Social Security and on Medicare. I think that's what Obamacare is really all about. It's simply, they don't want to tell the American people the whole thing is a fraud. And so they want to bring in the Obamacare as if somehow this is going to save us money. It's going to be a disaster. And basically, I think more and more of the American people are beginning to realize this. As far as the care is concerned, it's so good that the Congress and all of their employees have opted out of the program. What if it's so great? Why don't the people who voted for it want to have the same health care as you and I? Because they're not going to have to ration health care to the American people. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you right here at Radio Liberty.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 1-800-730-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And if you're out there in the listening audience, why give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we had a program yesterday afternoon. James Corbett was our guest, and we were talking about many of the things we're talking about with Melody this evening. And some fellow named Mike from the state of Washington called in. He's a physician, and he said we were just certainly putting out a lot of false information, that we were just trying to scare people, preaching fear, and he felt that we should not have a right to do that and to tell the people what we were telling them. And because I wish that this were not true. I would give anything in the world if we could simply live in the imaginary world that we live in, the most utopian nation in the world, but unfortunately these things, in my estimation, are true, and I'm very, very concerned about the future, certainly of our listeners, and certainly my children and my grandchildren. Well, Melody, before we go on, would you like to tell people what you think they should be doing and how they can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is dgscoins.com. DGScoins.com.
Okay, fine. And because Melody sells gold and silver, and she certainly puts out a newsletter. People can get that on a weekly basis. Is there a charge for that newsletter?
No, there isn't. It comes out. We combine forces with health, and we have a health and wealth and politics. So there's a lot of great information. They can just find out, and it comes out on Mondays.
Okay.
No charge.
Okay, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Melody, well, give us a call. But Melody, what should people be doing? How can people protect themselves from the financial instability and from the growing uncertainty as far as the future of the American dollar?
Well, I think just as when there's a fiat currency, it always fails, I also believe gold and silver is always there that provides. And I believe this is a way to ensure your wealth. Wealth has to be measured by something, and I don't believe it's debt. And I don't believe it's measured by fiat currencies. And I believe gold has always been a measure of wealth. It is the insurance policy, just like you insure your life, your home, your automobile. And I think this is what gold provides in portfolios. I think portfolios need to be balanced. And I believe portfolios need to be balanced in a way that's suitable for each person. And we're all different. We all have different budgets. We all have different savings. We all have different incomes. And so I think it's very important to take all of these into consideration when people are putting together a gold and silver portfolio. I believe as times continue to get worse and we come a little bit closer to having the system purged, I believe people need to hold a greater amount of gold and silver in their portfolios. back in the early 90s, I didn't believe we needed to have as much gold then as we do today.
Well, what percentage of people's holdings do you think they should put into gold and silver today?
I think people really need to have a minimum of 50%. If you have $100,000 in investments, you should have that same equal amount in gold, just like you insure your home. You have $250,000 home, you're not going to insure it for $20,000. And so Wall Street, I know, recommends 5%, 10% of the portfolio should be in gold. And I just don't think that's enough to secure your other assets. And I just don't think it's enough at the time that we live in with the amount of debt that is on the books and the amount of inflation that we have seen and that we're going to continue to see. So I have clients that are have much more than 50%. I have clients that are 100% in gold. I have clients that are 100% in silver. So again, it's back to the suitability. But first, people need to understand and at least get their feet wet and understand when you take physical delivery of the gold, this is what you need to do in order to protect yourself. I don't believe shares, mining shares, is the same as physical gold. I don't believe you own gold if you own shares or gold ETFs. It's not the same as owning physical gold.
And basically, of course, this is what people have done in difficult times throughout the world. This is people what India are doing. They're buying massive amounts of gold in India. They're buying massive amounts of gold in China. Here in America, we've always lived in this wonderful utopian society, and people cannot imagine certainly the destruction of the value of our currency. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, they've massively increased the amount of our currency, and it's all paper. There's nothing behind it. It's all simply a matter of opinion. If you you feel comfortable, you're not worried, why would you should worry? Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is George Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Rich was, from Aromas was calling in and wondered if suddenly they might be able to decrease costs, or suddenly deflate the economy, and suddenly things would become much cheaper that way. And would they be able simply to take us back to a stable situation? And I simply replied, I don't think so. I believe that certainly this is what they did back in the 1930s when we had the Great Depression. But at that time, we had a gold-backed currency, and we had a limited currency supply. That doesn't exist today. We have a fiat-backed currency. All the currencies in the world certainly are paper-backed. And when people begin to lose confidence in them, the whole structure of society begins to break down. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, I agree. There's only one way to go when you have a fiat currency. And the reason the governments enjoy fiat currency is because there's no limitations on their growth. They can print as much as they want when they want. And this is the outcome that we have. It's just the way it is. That's why all governments around the world have fiat currency. You couldn't have Japan putting in trillions of yen into their economy if they were not on a fiat currency. If their currency was backed by gold, they couldn't do that. And yes, I hear the argument all the time. We're a different time. We're a different world. We're a different system. We're a different economy than what we used to be. That's fine. But the fiat currency does not change. And as we go along, they're just going to continue to put us down this hole of no return. There is a day of reckoning coming. And I do believe even when we had a stronger dollar, we still had inflation. Things still got more and more expensive. What people don't understand is gold does not go to zero. And all your paper investments, all your promises to pay, many of them will go to zero. Not all. There will be some investments that still continue. There will be still some that will be able to perform. But how lucky are you? And it is a degree of luck. And a lot of these people who talk about gold going down, sure, we can have ups and downs in gold. You know, we can have a lot of pressure on gold. We've seen it. We've seen it break through 1,200 briefly, and it came back. And, you know, it's beginning to settle out here. But most of those who predict gold at 1,000 have an agenda. They want to sell you something else. And I saw this with one commentator. He's predicting $1,000 gold, but yet his shares have already hit bottom. So why don't you buy the shares today instead of gold? Because gold still has a way to go. And that's what they do. They all have an agenda. And instead of just promoting their good investment, if it was so good, it would be able to stand on its own.
I agree with you totally. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Sydney Rich from Aromas, do you have anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Well, I could barely hear her. I had to turn the radio on. But I do agree with her because the guy is trying to sell his newsletter. And if Melody has time, maybe she could look. And I think his name was Crenshaw or something. But anyway, he's selling books and newsletters. So, Melody, I think you hit that one right on the nose, because I agree with you, and I agree with Grandpa. Grandpa has saved me and my family. I mean, I bought when he started telling me to, and my income has tripled. Not my income, but my investment from his advice has tripled. So, you know, how can you go wrong with that? But anyways, I think he's a wise old owl.
Well, I appreciate your words of encouragement. Thanks very much, Rich.
Bye-bye, Grandpa.
God bless. Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and Melody sells gold and silver. And basically, should people be buying gold bars? Should they be buying gold coins? Should they be buying collector coins? What should they be purchasing at this time?
I think when it comes to bars, at one point in time, there was a lot of savings because there wasn't a lot of coins. There wasn't a lot of gold. They didn't make gold eagle bars where you could purchase very close to spot price. That really isn't the case anymore. There's premiums on bars, both gold and silver, and I don't think there's enough savings in order to go that route. I guess if you were putting in $1 million into silver or gold, yeah, you could say there'd be enough savings. But for most folks, I think the value comes with coins. I think when you have something that's government minted, when you get more of a recognizability and acceptability in that coin, I think folks are much better off in holding that. I believe you need to have you need to be diversified, and you need to understand how each one will perform in your portfolio. They all have a purpose and a place in a portfolio. You buy gold bullion coins, you need to have those in your portfolio. You can have $20 gold pieces in your portfolio. You need to have fractional pieces. I know there's some folks out there who believe you should only have U.S. coins. Well, there's some good foreign coins to own, too. And it also depends on value. It depends on, sometimes I give great specials on various types of coins, and those are the ones that people should buy because you get a lot of gold for your dollar. What you want in your portfolio for gold and silver, when you do diversify, you don't want to pick up things. There's a lot of things that I look at as a novelty or someone that would have a hobby of purchasing gold. You want to stay away from that if you're investing. You want to stay with things that are highly recognizable, acceptable, and you don't need a coin store. You need to make the commitment, make a purchase, and accumulate. And I try to keep things balanced for my longtime clients, and they continue to add to their portfolios. We keep it balanced from everything that they purchase. Just understand what the coins do, but and stay with the ones that are highly recognizable.
And of course, the thing is that you want to have something that will protect the value of your life's work, your life savings. And unfortunately, currencies, certainly when they're backed by gold, maintain their value. Every currency that has ever existed that did not have solid backing behind it, in other words, was a fiat currency, which is what we have, every fiat currency eventually collapses after about 40 years. And basically, we established the American dollar as a fiat currency in 1971. It was August 15th. I remember that evening very well. Because I was vacationing certainly out in the wilderness, and I heard on the portable radio that Richard Nixon had temporarily suspended the relationship between the dollar and gold, but it was only temporary. Well, that was 41, 42 years ago, and it's still this temporary suspension is still in place. And basically, every fiat currency has usually been destroyed after about 40 years. We were able to rescue it. So it started having trouble about 1980. Paul Volcker stepped in and raised the interest rates to 20%. It was able to stabilize the currency and keep it from simply being destroyed by inflation. But then, of course, when Alan Greenspan came in, he began working to inflate the amount of money out there. And basically, they massively increased the amount of money in circulation since we took the dollar off of removed the gold backing. And as a result of this, of course, tremendous prosperity. I mean, you print money, it's like going out and you have a credit card and you can buy whatever you want to, and you keep buying and buying, and you can live like a millionaire until the time comes when you've got to start paying the money back. And basically, this is what happens when a country begins simply to print money and prints money, and it creates tremendous prosperity for the people who get the money the first. But down the line, certainly when people have this money in their hedge funds, certainly in their pension funds, in their annuities, in their savings deposits, and that value, the money loses its value, or then, of course, they lose everything they've worked their whole life for. It's happened over and over again. It's happened in Argentina, in Zimbabwe, in Germany. It's happened in Spain. It's happened in so many countries throughout the world. But the average individual never hears about this. We don't talk about it. We want people to think everything's fine. but it isn't. We're living in a very, very uncertain world. We have Frank calling us from Salinas. But before we do that, one more time, Melody, get your telephone number and your web page out. Then we'll get to Frank from Salinas. And if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Melody, one more time, get your telephone number and web page out. Then we'll get to Frank.
Telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And the website is dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Frank calling us from Salinas. Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
Pretty good, thank you.
Do you have a question or comment?
I was wondering, are there any countries in the world that have gold or silver backing their currency at all?
All right, Melody, are there any countries in the world that have a gold or silver backing for their currency?
There might be a few. I know the euro originally was backed by gold. It was by 16% when it first came out. I know it's been decreased by then. I'm not quite sure if it has anything. I don't think that's the case anymore, but I'm not 100% sure. So I don't think there's, I can't recall one at the moment, no.
I think that Melody's right, Frank. Basically, I mean, China is accumulating a great deal of gold. They're encouraging their people to get gold. China is the largest gold producer in the world. It is also the largest gold importer. In other words, they're laying in a tremendous amount of gold, and I think this was they want to get their currency to be a gold-backed currency, and then it will replace the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. And when that happens, all of these dollars that are in foreign countries that are being held there are certainly for purchasing petrol, the so-called petrodollars. The reserves being held, and many of the countries are holding 50 to 75% of all the reserves in dollars. But when the Chinese yuan becomes a reserve currency instead of the dollar, and you can buy your currencies with yuan or other things, why then all those dollars are going to come back into America, and there's going to be hyperinflation. That's my fear. And I think it's only not a matter of if, but when. Anything else, Frank?
Yes, I was wondering, what is the historic ratio between gold and silver, and does Melanie think that this has any significance?
All right. What about the traditional ratio between gold and silver, the value of gold and silver, and is this significant?
I don't think it's significant anymore. It is that a historic number. I believe times are so different, and that was the way it was originally meant to be measured. And I don't think we can go back to those times. So I know that is pushed a lot in order to, for folks out there to look to silver as a way to sell silver. You know, again, I look to the fundamentals of each. I mean, and I think ultimately, I think gold and silver is going to play such an important part of our future. And whether our currencies are being backed by gold in the future, I think it will be done differently. So I don't think it's going to be like a 1-to-1. I think it'll be backed by a percentage. So that would kind of throw off the historic number, which was, I believe, 16-to-1, I think, if I recall correctly.
16-to-1 was correct, right.
Yeah. So, I think it's a historic number. I think it's an important number, but I don't use it in order to base my position in gold and silver.
Does that answer your question, Frank?
Yes, and thank you so much, and God bless.
God bless you.
Frank.
Thanks very much for calling. And let's see, we have Jim calling, and where's Jim calling from? Oh, he's calling from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Jim, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I think that there's a certain amount of paradox going on here as far as the whole gold thing, the value of the dollar. And you had another gentleman on there selling gold maybe a month ago, and I called in, and the value of the dollar is based on expectations, and it always will be. And the paradox is that if we get Americans cashing in their dollar for the gold, then the value of the dollar certainly will go down.
So what are you suggesting, Jim? What do you think people should be doing at the present time?
Truthfully, I think they should be investing in American companies, especially the oil companies. I think America is going to really boom in the oil drilling area. And that's just my personal feeling.
Probably there's a certain amount of truth in what you're saying. I think that's a very valid thing, because certainly oil is absolutely essential to modern day society. Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah. And no, that's just about it. I mean,
what do you think they should be investing?
See everybody cashing in their dollar for gold. Some maybe. Yeah, it's good to diversify, but by golly. You know, I mean, this is America. We're entrepreneurs. Put your money in a business. Put your money in upcoming, industries like the oil. We're drilling for oil now. Amen. Finally, you know.
Jim, as you know, that oil has been there for a long time. You read the books that Lindsay Williams wrote back in 1980, the energy non-crisis. They've known that oil is there all this time.
And
they've simply waited until now to go ahead and
drill for it. Isn't that a shame? Yep. I know.
Now, of course, the interesting thing is Mexico has massive supplies of oil off the east and west coast, and now they're going to let the big oil companies come in there and begin exploiting that. They haven't allowed the independent oil companies in there for 50 years. I think somebody got paid off in Mexico, and now the big oil companies are going to take over Mexican's oil. Anyway, God bless. Thanks for calling, Jim. Really appreciate your thoughts. And
let's go to Jim. I was calling from the New Jersey. Hi, Jim. Question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Hi, Melody. I got a question for both of you. Anyway, this is Joe from Jersey. Okay, so here's my question. First of all, let me just start out by saying, supposedly, if I'm right in making this guess, I think the world economy is like $168 trillion or something like that. And if we were to have some kind of a back system of backing this particular type of amount of global gross domestic product of $160-some-odd trillion, even if it was just half that in gold and half that in whatever, wouldn't that make the price of gold exorbitantly high?
Well, first of all, I think that the world economy is about $60 to $70 trillion, something like that.
Oh, okay. Yes, I was thinking. Oh, yes, it's the hedge funds that are on $68 trillion.
Right. You hang on there for just a moment, Melody. Do you have any comment at all on what Joe is saying?
Yeah, there've been all kinds of predictions where gold could go to $40,000 if you take the amount of the U.S. reserves and the M2 money supply.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Melody commented during the break about the gentleman who wanted to invest in oil companies, wanted to invest in America. And of course, Melody's point, and I'm sorry I didn't have an opportunity to have her on with that gentleman, but Melody's point is, look, I wish we did have this sort of country where we could be investing in the country, but you have to understand that there are forces out there that are intentionally and maliciously sending our industries overseas. They're sending our jobs overseas. This didn't happen by accident. It is part of a globalistic scheme. And basically, when you're investing, certainly in stocks, you're assuming, of course, that the dollars that you invest have inherent value. They have no inherent value. We have a fiat money system where everything is simply based upon confidence. It's a confidence game. And when this confidence game breaks down, why, people can have all the stocks that they want to, but these stocks could become worthless overnight. We don't know what's going to happen. I think people have to diversify. You get into a number of things, but certainly one of the things you certainly would want to think about would be gold and silver. And if you want to invest in stocks, fine. If you want to invest overseas, fine. But be diversified. Don't get everything into one thing, but certainly understand we're living in very, very uncertain times. So this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there, certainly if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family and get our four best CDs or tapes of the month and our newsletter. You can certainly go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, and look at all of the DVDs and videos and four CD sets and DVDs and four tape sets that we offer. And basically, if you get those, it simply helps us. We carry a number of products. We carry health products. Certainly, most men, certainly over 55 to 60, should be taking prostate support so they don't have the prostate symptoms. And they have a very effective product, and certainly it's called Prostate Support. Most people are certainly not getting adequate vitamin D3. And unless you're getting it out, a lot of sunlight, why, most people are deficient in vitamin D3. And this affects so many functions in our body. Most people are deficient in both iodine and certainly in magnesium. And all of these things are available from Radio Liberty. If you'd like to get a list of the various health products that we carry, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly most of these products, many of them we take, basically you can get heart and body extract. So Radio Liberty, we can get that for you as well. And certainly this is something we've taken for a good while. It's a series of different herbs and spices, but it seems to have been beneficial for many people. So if you'd like to get all of these items or any of these items, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And then simply, we hope you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Now, why would you want to go there? Well, because you can listen to our radio program live 4 hours a day. And then you can listen to it archived 24 hours a day because we archive our programs for 6 weeks. So go over to the internet at RadioLiberty.com and simply listen to our programs there at RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, we hope that you'll suddenly read our newsletters. They're posted there going back 15 years or more. And basically, of course, you can read our new newsletter if you're not in a position to help us financially. Read the newsletters, certainly, and then, of course, watch the DVDs. And you're welcome to copy the DVDs. You're welcome to copy the radio programs. Your job is to reach others and to let them understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to hear my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and you need to get the syllabus that goes with that. My talk on population control, the secret agenda, because they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. These people are deadly serious. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. Beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing us the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Steve Frank, who's been at this almost as long as I have, pretty close to 50 years, isn't it, Steve?
Actually, it's over 50 years. I started in 1960.
Okay, fine. Well, then I started in 62, so you've got me by 2 years. But you pick up the story.
Well, when I got started in 1960, it was because I wanted to do something good for my country. Nothing more, nothing less. And over the years, I've sophisticated that into a process of getting involved through knowledge, and then explaining it to people to get others involved, because one person can do a little bit, many people can do a lot. And so my goal is now to get as many people involved in the process as possible, but to understand what the policies are that are harming our country and our state. And one of the most interesting stories happened yesterday. There's a gentleman by the name of Elon Musk, the guy who developed PayPal and Tesla cars, as well as a spaceship so that you and I can buy tickets to fly to the moon if we wanted to. And now he's come up with a new concept which will allow you to go from San Francisco to Los Angeles for less than the price of an airplane ticket, but in only 30 minutes. And the cost, unlike the high-speed rail of Jerry Brown and Arnold Schwarzenegger, which is $200 billion, the cost of this system is only $10 to $12 billion, much quicker, much better, and privately owned. And that's what the private enterprise system can do for the people. And the $200 billion choo-choo train is what government does to the people. And so, what's happened is that a private individual has figured out the answer to high-speed transportation. And in fact, he says you can go from Los Angeles to New York in only 2 hours using his system. And then when it came out that yesterday that he had the system, another firm came out with their system. So now there's competing systems to provide high-speed transportation, 21st century technology, instead of a choo-choo train, which is 19th century technology, all at a much lower cost. And of course, Dr. Stand, as you could figure out, the government is not happy about this. And this is where a lesson is to be learned by all of us who are involved in the process. You may not know this, but the Attorney General of the state of California refused to defend our environmental laws and allowed a judge to rule that the federal environmental laws should control the environment in California. And the reason for that is that the federal laws are less stringent and the high-speed rail could never meet the environmental laws of the state of California.
Well, it's interesting. We live in a strange world, don't we, Steve? But if you stop and think of the amazing technology that would go into something of this sort, it's almost beyond comprehension. Our guest this evening is Steve Frank. We're going to be back here in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty. Don't we live in an exciting time?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great-tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know, today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney. Stephen is simply talking about all the barriers that they're putting in the way of these people who want to develop this new train system that based upon compressed air, where you'd be able to go from San Francisco to New York in about 2 hours, about half the time or a third of the time that you'd actually put up if you were if you were flying. And basically, of course, you would not then have all the chemtrails and contrails and all the air pollution that goes certainly with jet travel, because it's all done by compressed air. But every barrier is being put in the way. Why? Because this is not controlled by the establishment, and it's certainly not controlled by the government. Go right ahead, Steve.
And that's the biggest part. Government wants full control of everything that we do, which is why they have unelected regional government making determinations as to where we could build our houses. They use the phrase stack and pack, no more single-family homes. You live in apartment-like complexes like they have in New York and Chicago. You have to live near a government transportation system. California has
I think that you have to explain to them why they have to live close to a government transportation system, because you're not going to have a car. Basically, what Steve is describing is Agenda 21, the program that is being planned for the ABAG, for the 101 various cities in and around the San Francisco Bay there. And this is all part of Agenda 21, where people would be packed into small apartments and houses. You will certainly live in the apartment. You will shop on the ground floor. You work on the second floor. And you will not have a car. The only transportation will be bicycles and or public transportation. It sounds like an incredible plan. Look it up. You can get it on the internet. It's Agenda 21. And basically, if you didn't hear our program last night with Michael Shaw, he goes into this in great detail. It's available on our website at radioliberty.com. It is a nightmare. The average American doesn't understand. A small group of fascist, subversive element has gained control of many of the reins of our government and is moving us away from freedom towards a society where everything is being controlled from the cradle to the grave. Go right ahead, Steve.
Well, it is so controlled from the cradle to the grave. People who are buying cars today don't know it, but the federal government has a black box in your car. 96% of all cars sold have them and have had for at least 5 years. And the information on that black box, where you are, where you're going, where you've been, all that information, how fast you drove, stop signs, stop lights you encountered, the freeways, how good they were, how slow they were, all the information is given to the federal government to track you. Now, if I was to put something on your car that did that, I'd be called a stalker and go to jail. Federal government not only does this, but at the same time they do this, they also give the information to other government agencies and in some cases to non-government agencies, as we found out that the IRS gave information to George Soros nonprofit organizations that had nothing to do with government. And so your tax information, if you were part of the hundreds of thousands of people that had their information transferred from the IRS to George Soros organizations, your private information was given to George Soros and people who believe the United Nations isn't good enough to run the world.
Well, Sydney, all of these things are taking place. The average person thinks this is so preposterous, but I would simply ask them to go up on the internet and look up Agenda 21. And look up ABAG, look up COG, Sydney, and get this interview we did yesterday with Michael Shaw, going into this whole incredible plan to regulate every aspect of our lives in the coming decades. Go right ahead.
Well, there's every aspect of this. Our health care is controlled by the federal government through Obamacare.
our education is now going to be controlled, totally controlled, by the federal government through Common Core. And we've discussed Common Core on your show before. Our transportation systems, the government is spending money on only trains, government trains, bike paths, walking paths, and in some areas like San Francisco, they're spending millions of dollars to teach people the glories of walking to work or riding a bicycle to work. Now, last night I was on the phone with a friend from Henderson, Nevada, which is right outside of Las Vegas. Now, can you imagine if you live 3 miles from work in Henderson and you had to ride your bicycle to work during the summer in 110-degree weather because that's what the government wants of you? That's the type of policies the federal government and with the complicity of local government is doing. At some point, we need to expect our city councilors to tell the federal government, this is our city, we set the rules. We need states to have governors who are willing to say to the President of the United States, we run our own schools in this state. We don't need the federal government to give us curriculum or give us standards.
But of course, Steve, the reason that the local communities go along with this is because they get federal grants and they want that federal money. But when they take that federal money, they lose their sovereignty, they lose their ability to do what they want to, and they become totally subject to these incredible programs, specifically the Agenda 21 program, which is certainly being implemented all throughout the world today. It's starting right up there in San Francisco with ABAG, the Association of Bay Area Governments. Go right ahead.
But one of the most interesting programs, I don't know if you or your audience have seen it, there are new California environmental regulations for cap and trade. So you're a company in Chico, or you're a company in Monterey Bay, or in San Diego, and you need to have carbon credits so you can continue to manufacture your product here in California. So do you cut the environmental impact by changing the method of manufacture, or do you just pay a fee, which is a tax, to a company in Maine or in Arkansas, and they cut theirs, and you keep yours, and all of this makes money for the state of California? And just last week, the state of California entered into an agreement with the country of Australia, which is 10,000 miles from California, so that if a California firm wants to cut it to buy carbon credits, they could buy it in Australia, continue to pollute our air here, but they have carbon credits to allow them to do it from Australia. I mean, that's how wacky the government is and how much they need the money. Because if they didn't need the money, they wouldn't make those decisions that do not help the California economy, nor does it help the California environment. They just want the money.
But you see, the whole thing is so incredible, Steve, because suddenly they're talking about carbon credit, they're talking about carbon pollution, where they're talking about carbon dioxide. We've had much higher levels of carbon dioxide in the world than we have today. Carbon dioxide is absolutely essential for simply the growth of plants and of trees, and the higher the carbon dioxide level is, why, the better the plants and trees actually grow. This whole thing is as phony as the war on terrorism, and the average individual simply doesn't understand what's going on because the media is controlled and nobody's ever telling them that this whole idea of carbon credits, this whole idea of global warming is as phony as a $3 bill.
Well, you know, I like old-fashioned language. Sometimes words that were used in the 30s and 40s are better than the words that are used in 2013. For those who are history buffs, if you remember when the IRS and the Treasury Department went after moonshine people and folks who were selling products illegally, what did we call the government agents? We called them revenuers. And there was a good reason for that term. They went out to stop crimes. They were out to create revenue for the federal government.
they were indeed revenuers. And that is what the carbon tax and all these other items that the progressives give us and that the adherence to Agenda 21 want from us is they want to be revenuers, like the old-fashioned folks who smashed stills in Arkansas in the 1930s and the 1920s. And so we need to bring back some of that language and tell the truth. These are revenuers. They're not government agents. They're just people using the law to make money for the government at the expense of the people.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment about what Steve is saying, well, what he's saying is absolutely right. This whole thing of global warming is a put-on. Yes, the world may be warming up just a little bit, but you have to understand what we're talking about. And we're talking about a 1/100th of 1%, the temperature, basically 1/100th of 1% increase in temperature over the last 10 or 15 years, and we've had far higher temperatures in the past. And basically, of course, the temperature itself has not been increasing during this last 10 years. Temperature, they may occasionally come up and tell you, oh, yes, this is the hottest year of all. But ladies and gentlemen, they're simply lying. At least we know up until this last year that over the last 10 years, the temperature has actually fallen off. It had been increasing certainly very slowly over a period of 50 to 75 years. Only recently did it begin falling off, but they don't tell you that. They control the media. They want to frighten us into giving up our freedom, and so they can regulate every aspect of our lives to protect us from the threat, the real threat of global warming. Yes, there are threats in the world today, but we don't talk about the real threats. We talk about these artificial threats, but it's all part and parcel of a much larger plan. It's called Agenda 21, the master plan for the 21st century. Fortunately, you have the internet. You can go up and check it out. You'll find this is truly diabolical. It will destroy modern civilization.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 866-730-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Steve Frank. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I was simply commenting on this whole idea, this phony idea of global warming. The world goes through cycles of warming and cooling. And does anybody ever wonder why they call Greenland Greenland? Well, it was because at one time it was a very green land. And basically, of course, there were farms, and certainly they had a wonderful, affluent society there. And basically, suddenly it was a very green area. And then, of course, about 1,000 years ago, here about 1,000 AD, why, of course, it began getting cooler there. And by the year 1300, why, of course, the snow and the ice had actually advanced over Greenland, and basically suddenly it began becoming what it is today, a land with snow that's 50, 100 feet deep in many places. Suddenly, and then, of course, the world continued going through a cooling cycle. And then about the 1600s, why, they began warming again. And we've had a little bit of warming, probably a degree or two of warming, since the 1600s up until about 10 years ago, when we started another period of cooling. But they don't tell the people that. They try to give the idea that there's this terrible crisis. And as a result of it, we have to give the government ever-increasing power so that they can regulate and control every aspect of our society. And what we're doing, of course, is driving our corporations out of the United States over to China and other areas where they don't have all these foolish rules and regulations about CO2 emissions. CO2 is absolutely essential for life. We've had far higher levels of CO2 in the past, and we had far healthier crops, far healthier forests at that time. And they're simply lying to us, ladies and gentlemen. But a lie told often enough comes to be believed, especially when you control the media. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Stephen Frank, and go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, what's fascinating is watching how the media pretends that every day is Halloween and that people need to be scared. Toward the end of last week, there were stories all over California newspapers and in newspapers around the country that we were about to enter into a much warmer period, which meant, and you have to connect the dots, they say, which meant that the icebergs are going to melt, therefore raise the ocean level, and places like Fresno are going to have ocean water. Now, Fresno, for those who don't know, who are listening outside of California, is in the middle of the state, possibly 120-some-odd miles from the ocean. And so they're trying to scare the people in the Central Valley of California that they have to get rid of carbon from the air, which, by the way, we need to survive. But they want to get rid of it. And San Francisco will be underwater. And if you ever visit the city of Santa Barbara, you can go about 3 miles inland from the ocean, and the city painted miles and miles of red lines. And the purpose of those red lines are to show what happens when the ice melts and the glaciers melt and the city of Santa Barbara is overtaken with all this water. And that is a terrible place because they're going to be inundated with water. Yet at the same time, Al Gore, who is the one who is the scariest of this, of those who are scaring us, bought a $9 million house within two blocks of the ocean in a town called Montecito, which is the town just south of Santa Barbara, right on the California coast.
Do you think maybe he doesn't believe in all this garbage that he's putting out himself?
Well, if you spend $9 million on a house that you're telling everyone else is going to be underwater, literally underwater, then maybe he doesn't believe it. And as a friend of mine used to say, his actions speak so loud, I can't hear a word he says.
Well, I think, Cynthia, the difficulty is that you have to understand that they're lying to us. And basically, they have an organized effort to convince the American people of things that aren't true. And it really doesn't matter if you say something often enough and convincingly enough. And you see this on television, and you hear it on radio, and you read it in the newspapers and magazines. Pretty soon, people come to believe things that just aren't true. And this is the big trouble that we have today. Most Americans do not understand the media is rigidly controlled in America. And it's very, very hard to get the truth. And Sydney, Comcast, one corporation, has almost 1,000 radio stations. Sydney, if you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, you need to get it through our ministry. But basically written by a left-wing professor who points out that six major corporations control over 90% of the media in the United States, and largely determine what the American people think and what they believe. Give us a call if you have a question or comment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, Reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and certainly our guest is Steve Frank. And before we get to back to Steve and answer some of the questions he's asking us, what can we do? Well, we're going to bring on Barbara from Santa Cruz. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment for Steve. But right now, we have Barbara on the line. Hi, Barbara. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine. And I'm sorry, I hate to take you back to what you were talking about prior to the break. But, you know, it seems that people don't seem to remember how the weather goes in cycles. I don't know whether, you know, whether they just kind of forget or not, but I can remember a time when I was growing up in an area that one summer the temperature was over 110 degrees for 3 weeks. And we lived on a lake, and it had moving water. And it was one afternoon I said, I'm going to go down and jump in the lake, and I'm going to cool off. I've had enough of this. And so I went down onto the dock, and I jumped into the lake, and I went from one medium to the next, to another. I went from air to water with exactly the same temperature. And there was no change in that temperature probably for about 4.5 feet down. And so, I mean, we've had these cycles before, and people just don't seem to remember that we have had them.
Well, then I think, Barbara, you're absolutely right. This is why we do what we do here at Radio Liberty. We try to get people to think, and at least the people who listen to our programs, hopefully, begin to challenge what they're being told by the media, because it doesn't really matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it over and over and over again and you never hear the truth, eventually people come to believe the lie, and that's exactly what they're doing. How would you respond to what Barbara's saying, Steve?
Well, it's really interesting that she talks about that, because I did a story last week in the California Political News and Views showing that the governor is thinking of putting in 2 to 3 water storage facilities, maybe, in Northern California and none in Southern California. And some academic group did a study and found that in the last 75 years, the amount of rain in the north, Northern California, has gone down 38%, and the amount of rain in Southern California has gone up 28%, and that if you wanted to build storage facilities, the best place to build them are just north of the city of Santa Barbara. That's where you can get the most water at the easiest to fill up water storage, reservoirs, dams, and things of that nature. And so things do change, and unfortunately, government doesn't change with the facts. They only change with the ideology.
Amen to that. Barbara, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
And we were talking about, you know, about this whole, you know, sustainable development thing, and, you know, this whole new thing on the transportation, where, what is it, Tesla wants to put out this bullet train, their Hyperloop bullet train. And have you heard about this, Steve?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
It's like, well, 700 miles an hour can get you from what, Los Angeles to San Francisco in like half an hour?
They can get you from San Francisco to New York City in 2 hours.
I know. I mean, this is, I don't know. I'd just like to get Steve's thoughts on this.
Well, and Steve, I actually think it's a great idea. He actually opened the program talking about that.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Okay, well, it really is. Basically, this is the most amazing technology. It would be done by private individuals. The government wouldn't be involved. Oh, okay. And they're doing everything they can to defeat it.
The government is.
Yes.
And the most important thing, Dr. Stan and Barbara, is that the gentleman who came up with this idea, Elon Musk, who owns Tesla, he created that. This is a separate corporation from Tesla. But as soon as it became public yesterday, another company that has the same exact scientific idea and the same drawings and the same methods of transportation, they showed up and said they could do it even cheaper than Musk could do it, which is great. That is what competition is about.
Well, that would be great, considering the proposed
merger of the two airlines together that could raise our prices of air flights and all the other things, too. And we could take a bullet train faster across the state and probably get there in, you know, with less difficulties than what we do now.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing the technology that's out there. If we just unleash our free enterprise system so it could be developed. Anything else you wanted to say, Barbara?
No, thank you. I'm not too sure I still want to go 700 miles an hour, though, but that's okay. Thank you so much.
God bless. Thanks very much. And my telephone numbers again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Steve Frank. And Steve, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your regular information.
They can go to the California Political News and Views website, which is capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com. They can go there, and on the right side of the page, you could sign up for what we call the alerts, which is the newsletter that comes out every day. And it's free. There's no charge to it. And at approximately 3 a.m. every morning, you will receive the news that the media either doesn't present or misrepresents so that you can understand what's going on, whether or not the Washington Post and the LA Times or the president want you to.
Okay, fine. So once again, the name of the organization, the people who go to on the Internet?
California Political News and Views, capoliticalnews.com.
capoliticalnews.com, and because I guess it's Steve Frank, you can always look that up on the Internet. But you need to get the information, ladies and gentlemen. Steve does a great job of putting out certainly these blogs every single day, keeping you abreast of what's going on, because things are just happening so rapidly. And what we need to do is get everybody informed and concerned, because if the good people are not concerned, believe me, the wicked people are. They know exactly what they're doing. They're very well organized. They have fabulous amounts of money, and they want to destroy this country. They're subversive. They control both political parties. They have their people planted in the army and the banking system and the corporations and the educational system, even within our churches. But the problem is that they control the media. And because they control the media, well, they're able to largely control what we think. And if you doubt that there really are Luciferian organizations out there, remember there are only 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. Go to their website, trilateral.org. Trilateral.org. Look at their logo, and you'll see three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. What do you think that represents? What do you think that represents? Sydney, our guest Steve Frank, if you're out there, have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Steve.
Well, as I was saying prior to Barbara's phone call, that my biggest frustration and is very simply this. It's not enough to know the information is there, to know that government is hounding us, stalking us, stealing from us. It's not enough to know that, but why do we accept it? And by accepting it, I mean people hear this, they say to their spouse or they say to their kids or to their coworkers how terrible things are, and then they talk about the Giants or the Dodgers or the new football season and just do nothing. And that's the biggest frustration. It is not enough to have this information. And we need to become proactive before we're not allowed to be proactive anymore, or that it doesn't matter, that we are such a authoritarian society that there's nothing we can do to stop government short of armed conflict. And we have the right, the responsibility, and the time at this point in history to stop and roll back government intrusion into our lives, into our businesses, into our births, and yes, even into our deaths. Government is now controlling who gets born, and government is controlling when you die. That's what Obamacare is about. And at some point in time, we need to say enough is enough, and not merely tell our friends, or as some people call it, preaching to the choir. We need to preach to those who are the unconverted. We need to preach to those who are on the other side. We need to explain to them why it's in their best interest to be free rather than in their best interest to be enslaved by government.
Well, I think the problem is, Steve, that the people here in America are so used to freedom, they don't understand how vitally important it is. People come from other countries, understand the value of freedom. People here in America have taken it for granted. But people have forgotten that freedom is not free. And if we're not involved, why, certainly, we will lose our freedom. And the price that good people pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs is that they're ruled by evil men. And ladies and gentlemen, we are being moved by evil men today. There's a small little group that controls both political parties, makes mockery of the electoral process. And if you're not involved, if you think you can be neutral in this battle, you're not. If you're not involved, then you're part of the other side. Let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Washington, D.C. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Actually, it's Washington State, Dr.
Washington Stan. State. I'm terribly sorry. You're absolutely right. Ron from Washington State.
Psalm 1:1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Unfortunately, every time you turn on the mainstream media, you're walking in the counsel of the ungodly. If you tell a lie long enough and often enough, people will believe it. However, if you actually have access to the truth, if you tell a lie long enough and often enough, you'll be exposed as a bald-faced liar that you really are. Another point, people talk about impeaching Obama. I think probably the first thing they ought to do is impeach the media. And also not only impeach the media, but let their advertisers know that they've been impeached. And if the advertisement that the sponsors, their advertisements are as deceitful as some of the articles in the media in which their advertisers have shown, that you'll never patronize those stores again. If the word gets out, I think maybe we could have some influence.
I think you're absolutely right. What do you think about what Ron is saying, Steve?
Well, I agree. It's time for the American people to say no to the media that lies to them and tries to work with government to enslave us. 10 years ago, the LA Times had over 1 million circulation. It's now just over 500,000. People are voting with their feet by not buying the LA Times. And there's no reason that you need to buy other newspapers that misrepresent the truth as well. We don't need to impeach the media. We need to tell the media we're not going to listen anymore. And the way you do that is by not buying the newspaper.
Absolutely right. And basically, this is why certainly so many of our major news magazines are having problems, why U.S. News World Report had to suddenly go to internet, certainly why Newsweek is having difficulties, why suddenly the Grahams, who have controlled the Washington Post, recently sold it. Of course, they sold it for $250 million. But basically, if you look at the statistics, why for 10 years ago, 49% of the American people primarily got their news from the newspaper. A recent survey showed only 29% getting their news from the newspaper. And the rest of them, so many of them are getting their news off the internet today. And there's so many wonderful television programs up there and blogs and blog sites. Now, the other side, the enemy, has put their websites up there too. They have their agents. But more and more people are beginning to know what's going on. And I'm certainly more optimistic than I've been in many years. Remember, I've been at this right along with Steve here. He's been at it for 53 years. I've been at it for 51 years. But I think that more and more people are beginning to sense what's going on. What do you think about that, Ron?
Well, people are getting ready for the new school year where they're going to send their children to the houses of indoctrination. And that concerns me, knowing some of the mindset of the people who are controlling the curriculum. I interacted with some of the people who are recent products of that, and they are completely warped as far as what their views of civil government should be.
Well, and certainly for our listeners out there, if you have children or grandchildren, you need to get them out of government schools. And we are certainly advocating the Robinson homeschool curriculum, where the child teaches themselves. It's inexpensive. And basically, these children are entirely different. After they've been homeschooled, but they do not have all the mannerisms that the children who've been educated in the schoolyards. They have not accepted and absorbed, the children have not absorbed all the bad things that they're going to learn in
school, and they're much more adult because they've been around adults. And if you care for your children, why, the Robinson homeschool curriculum is only $195 for the whole 12 years of education, complete with all the textbooks except for the math textbooks. It's vitally important. If you cared right now, do not put your kids back in public schools. Anything else you want to say, Ron, before we let you go?
I sure appreciate what both you folks are doing, shining the light of truth in this world of darkness. Please keep it up. Thank you so much.
God bless, and certainly I think we're very, very fortunate to have a voice, and certainly we appreciate Steve being with us. Steve, you go right ahead with your thoughts.
Well, what's interesting about the education thing is that the governor of California signed a bill, AB 1266, which allows transgendered children or children who are sexually confused to go into the opposite sex bathrooms, showers, and locker rooms, and that they are able to say a 12-year-old boy is allowed to go into a locker room with 13 and 14-year-old girls and say, well, I'm confused whether I'm a boy or a girl, so I'm going to shower in here with the girls. Now, that may sound far-fetched, but Ron was calling from the state of Washington. They have had such a law since 2006 in the state of Washington, and probably the most egregious case of pedophilia imagined and perversion imagined. There's a community college in the state of Washington called Evergreen College. And Evergreen College is famous for having a 45-year-old man who is naked sitting in the sauna and the locker room of the girls' sports teams while the girls are dressing and showering. And when the girls complained to the president of the college, and the parents complained about this, the head of the college, of Evergreen College, said, "There's nothing I could do about it. State law prohibits me from getting that man out of there because he says he hasn't decided yet what his sexual orientation is."
Well, we live in a world gone mad, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm firmly convinced that God is going to bring his judgment upon this country because we are no longer a Christian nation. And the good people, the churches, are allowing this to happen. When was the last time you heard any of our ministers speaking out against this? I mean, there are some of them out there. God love them who do have the courage to speak out, and a lot of them listen to our programs, as a matter of fact, and they're there on the front lines getting the information they hear at Radio Liberty out. But what we need to do is have the people have the courage to stand up, our ministers have the courage to stand up, and if you have a minister that has the courage to speak out against what's going on, you back him at every step of the way, because there'll be every effort made to destroy him.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Hey, Stephen is simply mentioning that here in California now, of course, with this new legislation that's going to allow boys to go into the girls' dressing rooms and into their showers and to play with them rather than with the boys because the boy thinks he's a girl. And this is passed by law and signed by our governor. We live in a state gone mad, and I believe I really fear for this country when I reflect that God is just and his justice is not going to sleep forever. Parting thought before we let you go, Steve.
Well, I just again like to thank you, Dr. Stan, for the opportunity of being on your show. But I would urge your listeners to take this information and then use it, pass it on to others, but go to town halls, go to city hall, speak at public forums, speak to your city council, your board of supervisors, meet with your state legislators when they come back to town, when the session is over or during session. Let them know how serious it is that you think out of control spending is, that the lack of morality by government and, in fact, the promotion of immorality by government is not going to be tolerated by the people. And if you, the legislator, can't do the job to stop it, we'll find somebody that will. We need to stand up on our two feet and tell government we've had enough.
I agree with you. God bless you. We'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye. And that was Steve Frank. I hope you enjoy the programs with him. He's certainly one of our favorite guests and very well-oriented and certainly coming at this whole issue from a Christian point of view. And ladies and gentlemen, we are involved in a spiritual battle. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we hope that you'll get it. Get our talks on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and get the syllabus that goes with that if you can afford it. And then you get a reduced price if you get the two of them together. Get our talk on population control, the secret agenda. Go to our website of radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You get a list of all the tape sets and certainly the CD sets and the DVDs and the videos we have. And certainly the books we carry. We can't carry all the books, but we carry books like mine, Brotherhood of Darkness, but we have Professor Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. And here's where a left-wing professor tells about the secret society that dominated America up until 1973. And then, of course, 1973, they created the Trilateral Commission. We have a little book called None Dare Call It Conspiracy. None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen, a very important book. It gives the background of the Council on Foreign Relations and how this organization was created as a front for a secret society to take control of the world. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it's still one of the most important organizations in the world today. The only thing, the Trilateral Commission supersedes it. And the people, of course, who, well, as we pointed out many times, between 1977 and the year 2009, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, and there's never been more, to my knowledge, than 87 members in that organization, the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. And many of those people, of course, came from either Canada or Mexico.
So basically, you have to understand we have a ruling elite. And the fact reason you don't understand that is because these people control the people who control the media. But behind all of this, and none of this makes any sense, unless you understand there are powerful spiritual forces at work. There are supernatural forces at work in the world today. There is a battle between good and evil, between God and Satan. And believe me, this is not imaginary. There really is a supernatural world out there. That's what UFOs are really all about. That's what all this talk about aliens. These are not aliens. These are demons, demonic beings. And basically, whether we're talking about crop circles or suddenly the cattle mutilations, all of these are manifestations of this supernatural battle. So certainly, if you've never seen our DVD on, heard our talk on UFOs, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. That is, if you want